This is the closing market report for Wednesday on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith. On the phone right now with Bill Moore of Price Futures Group as we wrap up another day in the ag marketplace. Bill, what have we seen going on in the grain and livestock markets today?
A little short covering rally. We had, you know, big downs the last 2 weeks in corn, beans, and wheat, 60 cents in corn, beans and wheat over a dollar. And the market's got oversold, kind of basing out right now. One thing is that we have the June WOTC report tomorrow at 11 o'clock, looking for a corn crop of 15.99 billion bushel. Last year, 1702, looking for a bean crop of 4.43 billion bushel. Last year was 4.262. That's 17 billion in the corn, 4.2 billion in the beans. So we'll see how those numbers come out. So I always have to deal every day with whatever Donald Trump posts on his Truth Social platform. Yesterday, he posted some angry reactions to U.S. Army helicopter getting shot down, and he was going to retaliate, and I think they have. But at the same time, he claims that peace talks are underway. So, you know, that's the kind of a daily conflicted information we get out of this war.
That again was Bill Moore of Price Futures Group. We'll look at the numbers next.
ACM and CMA Award winner, Hardy.
That's my favorite country song.
Live in concert.
I woke up on the wrong side of the truck bed this morning.
August 13th, 8 p.m., Iowa State Fair Grandstand.
You got it good, old boy.
With special guest McCoy Moore. Hardy Live. Reserve tickets on sale now through iowastatefair.org. Hardy 2026.
At the close, July corn down half a cent at 419 even. December new crop up 1.5 at 446 and 3 quarters. July soybeans up 9.25 at 1123 even. November new crop up 6.5 at 1138 and a half. On the Merck, June live cattle up 207 at 250.10. August feeders up 22 cents at 354.37. July lean hogs up 70 cents at 96.85. Pork cutout went unchanged at 116.02. And that's been a check of the closing market prices on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith.